This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. And experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
WIP Morning Show, Tom Kelly, Rob Cherry with you on a Monday morning, President's Day. If you want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. One of the questions we're asking today, are you appreciating this Eagles Super Bowl more than 2017? But it is President's Day, Rob, so I want to do a side topic today.
Oh, yeah?
Involving President's Day and merging it with Philadelphia sports.
They used to have Lincoln's birthday on the 12th, Washington's birthday on the 22nd, but they decided that's too hot. Holidays, let's make it into one.
Okay.
Meet in the middle. Monday.
President's Day, kind of a fraud holiday, right? I mean, a little bit. I don't mind it because we get to work together today.
They have sales. They have sales and people like us get to work.
Yeah. Well,
it's a sub for the regular people.
But why wouldn't, this is what I don't understand about President's Day, though. Why wouldn't you time it out where it's just the day after the Super Bowl?
Well, that's the plan. That's the plan. I think they tried to float that 18-game season again, which the
players, it's coming.
Well, the Players Association doesn't want it because it's too many games. It's, you know, people get injured, whatever. Yeah, eventually it will, and today will be the day after the Super Bowl, President's Day. So, because people want it to be a holiday day after the Super Bowl, and obviously it is for people that live in the city that plays in the Super Bowl, but eventually it will be.
But why don't you just move it for a couple years? Like
to President's Day.
Well, yeah. You want them to rewrite the Constitution for like 2 or 3 years, then move it back?
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't in the Constitution, is it?
Yes, it is.
It's
the 53rd Amendment.
Really?
No.
Okay. I was about to say.
Come on. I don't know. Federal holidays, though, are like pretty hard to just move around like that.
But it's a different date every year. It's not like it's the same date
it's
every single
third
year.
Monday. But it's always the third Monday. That's how it's written.
Well, make it the second Monday. I mean, change it.
It's just that easy.
Who's going to complain? Is it not that easy? Why isn't it that easy?
Well, they made it from two presidents, Lincoln and Washington's birthday, to one birthday for all the presidents. They did that, I don't know how many, 20 years ago or so, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could do something like that.
Yeah.
So, well, let's make it the second Monday after the Super Bowl.
I just feel like people are being a little lazy. Like,
I do think the NFL is going to accommodate this request soon enough.
Okay, well, there you go. But it's not like, who cares? Like, you can't, it's not this immovable holiday as you're making it out to be.
The fact is, the Super Bowl is a national holiday.
Right.
And the day after should be a day off.
Right.
Especially since the game ends at 10, 10:30 at night.
I would agree with you. But I did want to throw out this side topic today because, you look back at modern Philadelphia sports history. I'd say it's like the last 50 years. Who would you elect as the president of Philadelphia sports over the last 50 years? Could be an executive, a coach, a player. Who would you elect as your president?
Do they have to be living or it could be somebody that has
No, passed? No. Anybody in their prime.
Abe Lincoln. No, that's not it. Anybody in their prime?
Philadelphia sports, yeah, 50 years.
So it would be over all the sports?
Yeah.
Dave Montgomery. He was a Philadelphia
Mr.
guy.
Mr. Montgomery.
He was a Philadelphia guy, Dave Montgomery. And he's the guy that brought us the second World Series.
A
drought. It was a true drought at that point.
Instrumental in bringing that championship to
Philadelphia.
And
everybody loved Dave Montgomery.
Yes. He, very... very lovable figure.
The reason why the All-Star game is going to be here next year is because of Dave Montgomery. Because what's the guy's name? The commissioner of baseball.
Rob Manfred.
Manfred.
Bud Selig.
I thought you were talking about back in 08.
No, Manfred promised Dave Montgomery before he passed away that they were going to, because they wanted to have the All-Star game here for the 250th anniversary. Now, it would have been here sooner because the ballpark's been here since 2004. And usually when you get a new ballpark, you get an All-Star game. But Dave said, no, let's bring it for 250. We had it for 200 in 1976. Let's do 250. And he promised him he'd do that. And I guess it was 2017, whatever it was, that Manfred made the announcement that the All-Star game would be here in 2026.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. And that's going to be a really cool thing next year when it does come back here. Because, when was the last time? 96, was it?
96 and, let's see, 96. They had one. They were terrible back then. Brutal back then.
Yep.
96 and 76.
Yeah.
Were the 2 years the Vet had it.
76 that was the first year the Phillies got good. And they had like five or six guys on the All-Star team. 96, they had one.
Yeah. Scott Rowland?
No.
Or Ricky Pitalico. That was pre-Scott Rowland.
I think it was Ricky Pitalico.
It was Ricky.
Yeah.
That's right.
96, Dan Wilson made the final out. People forget that. Yeah.
The catcher. Great. Dan Wilson, the catcher.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Very important contribution to the show.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. We really needed that. Yeah. But mine would be Howie Roseman. Because I think Howie Roseman, you look back at the last 50 years, instrumental in two championships, the first two Eagles Super Bowls, built those teams. No doubt about it, Hall of Famer. He'd be my president-elect in Philadelphia sports over the last 50 years. Who's done more for Philadelphia sports than Howie Roseman, Rob?
I could argue Dave Montgomery, but Howie has done a lot. He's done a lot for the Eagles, obviously. For the other sports, no, but done a lot for the Eagles, for sure.
Yeah, and I think in so many ways, he's like almost like the savior of Philadelphia sports, the savior of the Eagles. Like, you look at
what he's
done. Were
you saying this in the offseason?
I was not saying this offseason.
When he didn't sign Hassan Reddick and brought in Bryce Huff?
No, I didn't agree with his offseason this year.
When he signed Zach Bond, who everyone ever heard of?
No, I've been overall a Howie supporter. I did not think he had a great offseason this time around. I was totally wrong.
He had the best offseason ever.
Right. I didn't like the Saquon move. I thought, paying running back stupid, all that stuff. That probably is my worst opinion of all time. But I look at the last 50 years, I'm going with Howie. I think he is the most valuable member of this city, whether it's a player, a coach, executive, whoever.
Somehow he survived the whole Carson Wentz thing. And build a Super Bowl. Well, he survived the Chip Kelly era where they put him in the corner or put him away, so he couldn't see anybody. And then they bring him back. He makes the trade to get Carson Wentz. They win a Super Bowl. He brings Nick Foles in, brings all the other guys in that year to win a Super Bowl. Tears that team down. Has some horrible draft picks at wide receiver, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Rager, and then somehow builds a team that wins a Super Bowl.
Well, you look at his last four drafts. It's incredible. From 2021, when they get, Milton Williams, Landon Dickerson, Devontae Smith all in the same draft. The last few years, it's been incredible. So I would nominate Howie as the president of Philly sports over the last 50 years. What about you, Buzz? Who would you pick?
Yeah, Roseman would be my pick as well. I think he's the obvious choice. I think he has wheeled and dealed enough for this city to prove that he is an excellent leader. I agree with your sentiment that no one has done more for this city than Howie Roseman building up. How many executives can say that they've basically built two separate Super Bowl teams, different quarterback, different coach in both instances? There are a number of good choices, but I think Howie Roseman has to be the obvious choice.
Yeah, not many can say they've done what he's done. And I want to know what the audience would think as well. That's our side topic today. Last 50 years, you got to elect a president of Philadelphia sports. It can be a player, a coach, an executive. Who would you pick? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. I was a little surprised you didn't go a little older school with that, Rob.
With who?
With one of the Phillies from the 70s or one of the Sixers,
Mike
somebody
Schmidt,
like that.
Doc?
Yeah.
Doc?
Yeah. I thought that's the route you were going to go. Now, Dave Montgomery is a good choice.
Dave Montgomery is a Philadelphia guy, true and true, and is a big promoter of Philadelphia. And he made a promise that the Phillies have been, for a while, they weren't spending money in the 90s when they were at the Vet. They complained about the stadium. And they said, we'll spend money when we get a new stadium. They made that promise. They got a new stadium. They spent money. They won a World Series.
Yep, they did. So if you want to get on that, president of Philadelphia sports over the last 50 years, who would you elect? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Scott in Abington. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. So, Rob, I'm on your side here regarding Hurts during the year. And, from the bye week on, almost week after week after week, he's got a rating of like, you know, 118, 120, 121. And, you know, I mean, look, Tom, you're just a little young, but if you're older, you would know that back in the day, the kind of quarterback efficiency that Hurts has done this year is how the game used to be played. Back when running backs were important to this, you know, to winning, not just during the regular season, but championships. So what you saw was basically a throwback game. And, you know, you just went through how you thought, you know, the Bond pick was bad, getting Barkley was bad. You know, all these things you got wrong, well, you're also getting wrong who the best quarterback this team has had. Because all he does is win, and all McNabb did was choke.
Scott, that's oversimplifying it. I mean, when you look at it, you just put all of those losses on Donovan McNabb that simply.
Well, you put some of them on Andy Reid, actually.
Yeah, no, and there's a lot
actually,
of
play. The Super Bowl was a copy of how Andy Reid, and it, by the way, this is why I like this one better, Rob, as opposed to the first one, because we beat Reid for the same reason we lost with Reid all those times.
Good point.
And that made it feel so much better.
Excellent point.
How did they lose because of the same way Andy Reid lost here?
He had no answers for anything.
13 plays before a running play or something crazy like that?
Yeah, well, maybe Eagles were just better. Scott, so you think if the Chiefs ran the ball more, they'd have won the game? You don't think that?
It would have been closer.
No, you don't.
It would have been closer.
The Eagles are going to blow them out either way.
Well, I thought the Eagles were going to blow them out because when you look at the roster before the game, I was thinking, okay, 18, maybe 19 players on the Eagles starting lineup you would rather have than Kansas City. And because of that, the Eagles should win fairly easy, but obviously you're nervous going in. When that game was over, 22 out of 22.
No, Scott, you would not take Jalen Hurts over Patrick Mahomes.
He was better. He outplayed him.
He was better in that game, but Rob, you don't think he's a better quarterback?
He outplayed him in 2022 also.
But he's played him.
Do you guys think Jalen is better than Mahomes?
I don't, but all I can tell you is the two games he's played against him, three games he's played against him, beat him every
three
time,
games.
Or it was better than him every time.
But he wasn't in the first Super Bowl.
Oh, I think he was. He was just as good, if not better.
But Mahomes didn't turn the ball over in that game.
And Mahomes was Hurts had three touchdowns in that game.
In the first Super Bowl against Mahomes, they were talking before the game was over that Hurts might actually get MVP as the loser because he just outplayed him so badly.
He did, but Scott, Mahomes was not bad in that first Super Bowl. I think you're having a little bit of revisionist history.
One guy
here.
Was better.
But no,
one guy was a lot better.
But Jalen turned the ball over.
Once
Mahomes did
in the
not
first
turn
half,
the ball over.
The defense killed him in that game. Not Jalen Hurts. No, the defense killed them in that game.
That play did hurt them in that game.
It was in the first half. They were still up 10 at the half. Guess who couldn't make a stop in the second half?
I'm not telling you Jalen Hurts is the reason.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
And they lost the game.
Yes, but you are.
Say, no, I'm not. But to say that he outplayed Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes did not turn the ball over, and they scored 38 points, and Jalen fumbled the ball, which gave the Chiefs 7 points.
38
I think
points?
That's a little ridiculous.
That defense didn't make a stop in the second half.
Hey,
yeah.
Rob.
Yeah.
You got 3 hours and 15 more minutes with these bad takes. Good luck, buddy.
Scott, who would you nominate as the president of Philadelphia sports? Oh, Scott left. I mean, like, I and this is not a time to, like, get on Jalen. Jalen
well, apparently
was incredible
it is for you.
Last week. But how can you say that he outplayed Mahomes in the first
A lot
Super
of people
Bowl?
Said it. I didn't say I'm not the only one that said it. A lot of people said it. And by the way, a lot of people also said Kansas City was going to win this game. A lot of national experts said Kansas City was – they all picked Kansas City. So it's not like a given that the Eagles were going to kill him in this game.
No, absolutely.
It was a shock to a lot of people.
No, and Jalen was incredible. Like, he played great last week. But I don't think we can
you
look
You don't think
at...
he played great in the Super Bowl, the first one?
I thought he played – I did think he played great. I thought Mahomes played great, too, though. And Mahomes didn't turn the ball over.
Mahomes –
So this revisionist history that Jalen badly outplayed him in the first Super Bowl,
no one
I don't
said
agree.
Badly. No one said badly. All people were saying is this guy played every bit as good as Mahomes and maybe even better. He would have been the MVP during the season had he not missed two games because of an injury. Both games the Eagles lost. He had a great year in 2022 and a great Super Bowl, which is why I can't figure out why people all this year were saying he needs to prove that he's a good quarterback. He needs to throw the ball more. How about win? All he does is win.
Well, the offense wasn't looking complete. Now, I will say, in the end, that turned out to be wrong. Like, in the end, they were able to win. They threw the ball when they needed to throw the ball. And when the Chiefs took Saquon away, Jalen was able to make those plays. I just think in the moment.
With his legs and with his arm.
With his legs and with his arm. But in the moment, I don't think those concerns or the worries or the criticism was unfair. Like, I think it was warranted.
While they were winning.
Yeah. I mean, considering the offense was struggling through the air, I think it was warranted. In
the
end,
offense
it was
wasn't passing the ball that much.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was throwing 10 of 20 or 10 of 25. They weren't throwing that much because they didn't need to because the running back was gaining yards, gaining 150 yards a game.
Yeah. And in the end, that ended up, you know, being all they needed, yeah. Thankfully. Yeah. Let's go to JP in Plymouth Meeting. What's up, JP?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm still riding the high, but it stinks because there's no more Eagles football. But I'm ready for next year. I kept on saying every game, like, you know, they say we're not good enough till we beat Baltimore. They say we're not good enough till we beat Pittsburgh. Well, today I walked into work and I screamed, next year they got to try and beat us. We're the team to beat. And I'm just still riding that high. And about the whole Jalen Donovan McNabb thing, I think Donovan McNabb has done more. Even though Jalen Hurts won a Super Bowl, Donovan McNabb has done a little more. But if Jalen Hurts wins one more Super Bowl, he surpasses Donovan McNabb by a long shot.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, he's on
so
the path.
So if he wins next year, you'll give it to him?
If he wins next year, of course.
To me, it's like you can give it to either one of them as being the first. Because like, Donovan gave us, like, you know, four NFC championships, and he gave us a Super Bowl.
He won one.
You know, Jalen Hurts gave us three playoffs and one Super Bowl. We were in a Super Bowl. But I feel like if you win one more Super Bowl, there's no questions asked. It's Jalen Hurts.
I'd agree.
Donovan was 1-4 NFC Championship games. Hurts is 2-0.
He was. I think it's just how much do you value longevity? Like, obviously, Jalen has the championship. That's a huge mark in his favor. I mean, that's something that Donovan doesn't have. But I do think you look at the longevity. You look at the time when Donovan came in, where you know, Rob, I mean, the late 90s here.
Hold on. They were bad for 2 years. 2 years.
They were awful for 2 years.
For 2 years.
Awful.
Yeah.
And Andy Reid and Donovan turned around the organization. I know you hate Andy.
No.
Give him a little credit, Rob.
Let's talk about my life. When I was a kid, they didn't make the playoffs for 18 years. Andy comes in, they had to make the playoffs for 2 whole years. Big deal.
But they were
a
disaster.
You suffer for 2 years.
They were a disaster at that point.
Well, one year they tanked it on purpose.
They hadn't been to a championship game in what, like 20 years?
They didn't win a lot of playoff games. I'm just saying they were in the playoffs a lot in the 90s. They were in the playoffs a bunch of times in the 80s as well.
With your boy Buddy.
I didn't like Buddy either.
Jay, one more thing. I have to pick like the president of Philly sports, after this, it would be like David Montgomery or Howie Roseman, but after this weekend, I got to go Howie Roseman. He showed he's a Philly guy. He showed like that he can be one of us, not just like an executive. You know what I mean?
He can take a beer to the head.
I got you, JP. There you go. Yeah, that is great that people connect more with Howie
because he took a beer can to the head.
Yeah. Right. That's a bad look for Howie, though. You got to get your hands up. Like, how are you going to go to the combine now, and you're going to have to, you know, grill these receivers?
So what
They're
happened?
They're going to look at that video.
Did somebody have their hands up and take them down, and they just went through somebody's hands to Howie's, or he didn't put his hands up?
You're going to have, like, the eyes in the back of your head, though. Beers are coming from everywhere. I don't fault Howie for that.
Yeah. I mean, he was not looking. Like, it looks like he's sitting down talking to somebody, and a beer just comes flying out of the side of the screen. Right in the head.
So they're not tossing him up underhand. They're throwing him like a football, basically.
That's how you got to throw him to get him up there.
The governor was critical of people, of how people were throwing. He's like, you got to put a little air on it.
Really?
Yeah, in his speech, when Josh Shapiro was up there, he was like, yeah, you got to put a little air on those throws. He's like, people are drilling him.
Well, he saw the scar on Howie's head. I was asking Al yesterday, do you think Howie's going to need to get that thing stitched up?
Well, it's too late now.
It's really bad.
Too late now. You can't get it stitched up 2 days later.
Oh, really?
Later. I don't think so.
Maybe he already did, for all we know.
Yeah, I didn't know
that. At the parade, somebody probably, you know. Got to have a trainer on the truck with you.
Yeah. I mean, they had to have a lot of stuff in place. I mean, did you see, Nolan Smith, who was my pick to have the great parade speech. Probably good thing he did not
speak.
Too
loaded by then?
Yeah. I mean,
he couldn't finish the parade. They had to put him back on the bus.
They had to load him into the escort because he was going so crazy.
Yeah, but the guy that was most loaded last time was Kelsey, and he gave the all-time speech.
Yeah. Well, you got to have that, find that perfect, area between being drunk and still being able to give a speech in front of like a million people.
I thought Mulata would be the guy, but he said it. He'd rather sing than speak.
If I'm being honest, the speech is a little disappointing.
Yeah. What are we used to? First of all, it wasn't just Kelsey that gave great speeches. Some of the other guys in 2017 gave some pretty good speeches.
Forgotten about because one was so great that overshadowed the rest.
There were some pretty good speeches before that. These guys weren't like. They were angry, but like underdog type.
I thought Dickerson's was pretty good, mixed in with six or seven curse words. I actually thought his message was like kind of cool. He's never played an away game in his career. He finally gets Philadelphia. I thought Lane Johnson saying what he's learned from everybody, he's like the grizzled veteran, was kind of cool. But yeah, there was a lot of just.
I'll tell you.
Nick Sirianni's was very disappointing to me.
I wanted him to name names.
Nick was going to come out and he was going to be the Kelsey type speech and bleep this guy, bleep that guy. Very subdued from Nick.
I liked AJ's speech when he came out with Adrian. I thought that was tremendous.
Yeah.
And I also liked when, right before BG came up, when they introduced him, when everybody was chanting BG. Thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And players were chanting.
And the image with the two Lombardi trophies on either side was. Yeah. It went pretty hard.
Pretty cool. Let's go to Paul in Downingtown. What's up, Paul?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm thinking that the president of Philly sports, I mean, for my money, it's got to be somebody that can kind of remain calm in the face of the storm. And I think, for my money, no one did that better than Mike Schmidt, the best third baseman in baseball history. And in my lifetime, that guy got booed incredibly. Called the choke artist, he lost the fans, and he won them back with putting a mop on his head. I mean, the guy showed some humor a little bit, even though he was a player, not an executive, he'd be my pick just because the guy was just. I mean, he remained classy in the face of a lot of nonsense, and it's one of my great sports embarrassments that I was one of the idiots that booed that guy, as a kid coming up.
Certainly the greatest Philly of all time. No question about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I can't believe I was foolish enough to boo that guy. And as far as the Super Bowl goes, there was so much anxiety in 52 for me. And perhaps it was just my years of watching Philly lose in these big moments. I don't remember the Flyers win the Stanley Cup. I was too little. There's pictures of me in those shirts. But I remember them losing every time they lost. I watched. I remember them losing with the Islanders and Detroit and Edmonton. And, so as I'm watching Super Bowl 52, There's part of me that doesn't believe it, you know, as the ball falls and the time expires. And, you know, there's part of me that's waiting for the referee to put a couple seconds back on the clock and, you know, tell us there was a penalty or something. And, you know, I spent the first 45 seconds after that clock expired not believing that they just won. You know, I was so shocked that it happened, and I was waiting for something to almost pull the rug out from under me. And this time it was just a 30-minute celebration of a championship that we knew was coming. There was nothing that could be done. The only thing I wish different was that the final score reflected the dominance. I just, for the life of me, I wish it was 40-6 because they beat them that bad. I mean, they beat the tar off these guys. And it's just something that, you know, as I watched Super Bowl 59 commencing, you know, I was with my wife. It was just a joyous celebration. Like we knew it was coming. There wasn't anything that was going to change anything about it. And it was just beautiful. And I've been on a high now. It was 8 days. And I mean, the fact that football wasn't on yesterday didn't even bother me. My football depression hasn't even set in yet. And we got Phillies coming this weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what's going on, but it's a very happy time to be an Eagles fan.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Definitely, Paul. Appreciate the call, man. And yeah, it's one of those things where it's weird how you compare championships. And again, like the 2017 meant more to me. Like, I think in the moment it was more special. I just find myself, like, a week out appreciating this one more.
Yeah, but 2017 was like, a lot of us thought that the Eagles would never win a Super Bowl.
Right.
And 27, it sort of came out of nowhere, even though it didn't, because we saw how well Wentz had played the year before, although he tailed off at the end, and he got off to a great start. That you knew that something was special with that team. And even with the injuries and all that, that team was a true definition of a team, 2017. They all picked up for each other. They all loved each other. They were like brothers. It's like, you know, one guy goes down, the next guy replaces him. And they really believed in their coach that year. So that's what made that so special. And for a backup quarterback to do what he did was just amazing.
No, it was. And it probably, I mean, who knows if anybody will ever do it to that degree again with a backup quarterback. 215-592.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.